Hey, you're stuck in air traffic with Wolf Gorlick, a couple-minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at encryption and breach notification. I am in an airport flying from state to state to state. I am going to be ending up meeting with a business partner who is a producer of some encryption products. We'll be talking about how those encryption products can help secure the data and reduce the likelihood of a breach. And if there is a breach, oftentimes we think about that being okay if it's encrypted because of the laws. So the tip for you is check your laws. Check your laws because things are changing. I'll tell you what I mean. Tennessee has a breach law. All states have breach laws. But Tennessee has a breach law that was originally updated. And this breach law actually removed the provision for encrypted data. Before this time, depending on which state you were in, if your device was breached, you didn't have to report it if you're running encryption. So if I had like a mobile phone and it got lost and there's sensitive data and it was encrypted, no breach notification. If I had a notebook and I'm in an airport and someone stole it, no breach notification, right? All these sort of things, which was one of the main drivers for encryption. So we encrypted our endpoints, we did all this sort of stuff. But now that provision is beginning to be loosened, starting with Tennessee. And you may wonder, why is that, right? It's encrypted. Who's going to read the data? Why does it matter? A great reason why it matters is if you look at what happened with the Android phones, and this was out a couple days ago, the Android phones run on Qualcomm. Qualcomm makes the ARM processor. The security features of the ARM processor, right, which is trusted zone, have two flaws in them. So there's two flaws in the security features of the ARM processor that are on Android. Researchers found with these two flaws, they were able to link up an attack, a two-stage attack, that on an encrypted phone could get the encrypted key. Once you get the key, you throw it to a password cracker, which is not too hard to set up these days, right, with FPGs or with video cards. So you throw that key, stolen because of defects in the ARM processor, into a password cracker, you let it crunch for a few weeks, and bam, now you got the key, now you can decrypt the phone. Encryption still bought you a few weeks, which is good in terms of time-based security. However, the encryption no longer, in this particular scenario, until the problem is patched, prevents the data from getting stolen. So when you think about your devices and them being compromised and lost, even though they're encrypted, are they really encrypted? Can encryption be bypassed? Has it been improperly put in place? Is there problems with BitLocker? You know, a myriad of things can go wrong with encryption controls, which is exactly why I spend so much time looking at them, because we think they're the silver bullet, but then they're bypassed. And heretofore, the states have not really looked at that, and we've gotten a pass when encrypted devices are stolen and lost, but that seems to be changing if the Tennessee ruling, the Tennessee update earlier this year, is an indication. So check your local laws, check your security policies, still use encryption. It's pretty good stuff, even if it only buys you a few weeks. and take a look at that vulnerability on the Qualcomm phones if you're running Android. Got a good story for me about encryption? Any tips on how to pass hours and hours in airports other than stacking up luggage so I can set up a camera? Hit me up on Twitter. Talk to me in the comments. Cheers.